الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين. نبينا محمد الرحمة المهداة للعالمين والشافعي المشفع يوم الدين، وعلى آله الطيبين وأزواجه الطاهرات أمهات المؤمنين وصحابته الغر الميامين وخلفائه الأربعة الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تكلمنا في اللقاءات الماضية حول آداب وأحكام المساجد. We've spoken in the previous days about the masjid or the masajid, the rights of it and the etiquettes of it. ومن هذه الآداب التي ينبغي للمسلمين تأدب بها and from these etiquettes that the Muslims need to be upon and take care of it whenever they come to the masajid عليكم السلام is the way how do they dress. يقول الله عز وجل يا أيها الذين آمنوا خذوا زينتكم عند كل مسجد. الله تعالى says in the Quran, all you who believe, whenever you come to the masajid, come in your beauty or take your beauty. What does that mean? It means that when you come to the masjid, you wear the best of your clothes, which adheres the Islamic clothes. Yani, not best of your clothes as you like it or as the style in the street, but as yani Allah Ta'ala likes it. Allah Ta'ala likes from you to always dress nice clothes, clean clothes, covering your body, not having them yani below your ankles if you are a man, and for the woman to cover up her body whenever she comes to the masjid. إذن لا بد من أن يتخذ الإنسان لباسا جيدا وزينة عند مجيئه للمسجد. So the person, the man, must take care of his clothing when he comes to the masjid. من الأخطاء التي يقع فيها الناس الرجال خاصة عند مجيئهم المسجد أنهم قد يأتون بالسراويل بالبناطيل. They might come to the from the mistakes that the men may commit is that they may come to the masjid in their trousers, which sometimes be yani so tight or lowest, and then the shirt is short, so in the ruku, when they go for ruku or sujood, part of their awra exposes, and this will nullify their prayer. Besides that, it is disliked by Allah, because it is not a good dressing for a Muslim anyhow, but it is even worse than that, as it may invalidate your salah. So we need to be careful of that. Now, وإذا كان يعني وإذا كان الناس يعيشون في مكان في بلد لا بد أن يلبسوا فيه هذه السراويل والبناطيل لعملهم ومعيشتهم لا بأس أنه لا بأس أنه لا بأس أن 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 يحضر معه ثوبا أو ما يسمى بالإزار فيرتديه عند الصلاة. And if you are someone who is living in a place and an environment that يعني you will have to wear these trousers for work or something like that, then you better, when you come to the masjid, carry with you a thawb, a dress, a long dress, or at least the, what we call it, the izar, which is lower garment. أو حتى يعني أي قطعة قماش تلفها على وسطك, لكن أولى أن يكون مثل الثوب القميص حتى يستر سائر البدن دون انحسار. So it is better that you bring with you some kind of يعني a thawb or what we call a جلابية, or even يعني as we said the إزار, the lower garment that helps إن شاء الله and covering your body. نعم. وأما بالنسبة للمرأة فإنها فإنها ينبغي أن تتحلى بالحجاب الكامل منذ خروجها. As for the woman, she must cover herself perfectly from the time she leaves her house, coming to the masjid. ليس فقط في المسجد, not only in the masjid. لا, لكن حتى وهي تقدم في الطريق إلى المسجد. Not only in the masjid, but even when she is coming towards the masjid. ولا يعني هذا أنها تأتي بزينة يعني في حجاب جيد ثم إذا جاءت في المسجد تخلع هذا الحجاب لتظهر مفاتنها, للنساء تكون لابسة قصير أو ضيق أو كذا, هذا أيضا ممنوع. And it does not mean that she comes in a very big and good hijab. But when she comes into the masjid where the ladies section, she removes this hijab to expose her يعني body parts that may يعني cause fitna to the other woman. يعني she might be wearing tight clothes or short clothes. Then she remain in her hijab. وأيضا لا تصلي حتى لو كانت في المسجد إلا في حجابها. And she also is not allowed to pray even in the masjid except in her full hijab. نعم. فلا يصح لها أن تصلي بدون حجاب. She is not allowed to pray without the hijab. هذه من الآداب التي ينبغي الإنسان أن يتحلى بها عند مجيئه إلى المسجد. وأيضا من الآداب, and this from the etiquette that the person needs to take when he comes to the masjid. ومن الآداب أيضا أنه إذا جاء المسجد عند دخوله يسلم. When he enters the masjid, he says السلام عليكم. لكن لا يكون بصوت عالي يزعج الناس أو يفزعهم, but not in loud voice So he disturbed or terror the people. ولكن بشرط تسمعه يعني لو سمعه واحد أو اثنين يكفي. But as if one or two يعني hears him, that's enough إن شاء الله. وأيضا إذا وأيضا إذا كان في المسجد وسلم عليه الداخل فإنه إن كان يصلي أجاب إشارة. And when he is in the masjid and he is praying and someone came in and says salamu alaykum, he should respond, but not verbally, but signing, showing يعني, that he hears him salam. كيف ذلك يرفع يده اليمنى قليلا هكذا فيجعل ظاهرها الله إلى السماء وباقنا إلى الأرض هكذا. He raises his hand like this, his right hand, standing it like this in front of him, making the back of it to the heavens and the bottom to the ground. And by that, he shows the other one that he answered the salam. Now, ومن الآداب أن الإنسان إذا دخل المسجد كما قلنا بالأمس يصلي ركعتين. As you said yesterday, that from the etiquette of the masajid, when he comes to the masjid, he prays two rak'ah. طيب. وأيضا من الأدب أن يتقدم إلى حيث الإمام. And from the etiquette of the masajid is that when you want to sit, you come towards the imam, where the imam is, يعني to the first rows. الكثير من الإخوة يؤثر أنه يسند ظهره للجدار ولو كان بعيدا على أن يتقدم إلى الصفوف الأولى فيفوت الصف الأول. So many brothers, ancestors, they prefer to lean their backs to the walls, even if it is far at the back, than to come to the first rows, and by that he loses a lot of riwa. He's not in sin, but he loses a lot of riwa that he is in need for. So you come closer. The Sahaba used to have something called habwa. Habwa is they bring clothes with them and they erect their shins and thighs. And then they tied this piece of cloth around their back and shins. So it holds them and yani, keep them sitting for a long time like that. Then to go back to the where the walls are. أو حتى لو يأخذ كرسيا ويدنو بالصف الأول ويجلس عليه لا حرج إلى أن تأتي الصلاة ويميط هذا الكرسي. Even if he needs, يعني if the time is long and he cannot sit without leaning his back, so he can just pull one of the chairs and sit in the first rows. Now, until the salah comes and if he's in need for it, he removes it and sit. But وخصوصا يوم الجمعة, and especially on the Friday, كثير من الناس يؤثرون البقاء في الصفوف الأخيرة والجوانب جوانب المسجد من أجل الاتكاء. So many people they prefer to pray or to sit in at the back or to the side because they want to lean their backs to the wall and they lose this big reward. وهكذا في طلب في مجالس طلب العلم and likewise when in the settings of seeking knowledge. فإن جبريل عليه السلام لما جاء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في المسجد وهو جالس بين أصحابه, as جبريل when he came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم while the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was sitting amongst his companions, دنا جبريل منه. جبريل came very close to him. فألصق ركبتيه بركبتيه. And he stuck his knees to his knees. شوف إلى أي حد انظر إلى التويت هكذا. لأن هناك شيء يعني يكون بين العالم والمتعلم لا يحصل إلا بالقرب. Because there is something between the teacher or the scholar and the student that cannot be exceeded by the closeness between each other. نعم. وكذلك لما جاء ثلاثة نفر and also the like when the three guys came to the masjid of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم أحدهما اقترب دنا من النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما استطاع. One of them came close to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم as he can, the closest that he could make. وأما الثاني فوجد في آخر الصفوف مكان فجلس. And for the second he found يعني a gap at the back and he sat down. وأما الثالث فانصرف أعرض. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بعد أن انتهى المجلس ألا أحدثكم بحديث ثلاثة نفر الذين دخلوا المسجد. After they that sitting was over, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to the Sahaba, should I not tell you the story of those three guys who entered the masjid? أما أحدهم فدنا فدنا الله منه. As for one of them, he came close, so Allah Ta'ala came close for him. وأما الثاني فاستحيا فاستحيا الله منه. As for the second, he felt shy to stay far, so he came as يعني the nearest gap he found and he sat there. Nearest to him, not nearest to the Messenger of Allah. He felt shy to leave the masjid. But he sat at the back. So Allah Ta'ala gave him what? Allah Ta'ala yani gave him the same thing that he gave. Shyness. وأما الثالث فأعرض فأعرض الله عنه. As for the third, he turned away, so Allah تعالى turned away from him. وهذا يعني أن الله عز وجل لا يؤيد وينصر. And this means that Allah تعالى does not support him and help him. نعم نعم.
Could this be understood also that if someone comes late to class or they are at home anything but late to class, I won't come to the rest of
them? I won't come.
So I will not come to the rest of them.
No, no. Fine. Let's say this. If we say that there is the government or a rich man, they already announced that tomorrow they are going to distribute some food or some whatsoever, money or, and you oversleep, but you awake at the middle of the time that they have at the middle of the time that they already announced. So what do you say? Oh, I missed half of it. I'm going to risk. No. There is a saying in Arabic, يقولون ما لا يدرك كله أو ما لا يدرك جله لا يدرك كله. Where you cannot catch it all, you don't leave whatsoever you can catch of it. لأن هناك أجر, because there is a reward for in whatsoever part of it you catch. نعم. There is a reward for whatsoever part you your college. We would like to emphasize more of the etiquette of the masajid, but we have another lecture today at Brixton Mosque, so we'll have to end up now and catch there. But before we go, if you have any question related to the topic, or even not, you can raise it now, inshallah.
With regards to when someone, you mentioned that say for example,
he just playing what he has, but I mean, yeah, he will better than keep it. Or I saw one good thing in Canada, for example, in some of the massages. They put hangers by the entrance, and some people donated some qamis, which are hung there just for prayer. So when you come in, you just put it on and pray, and then you return it back.
And for the Prophet that walked into the masjid and sat at the back, or you said that he turned away, he still had the intention to come and finish and get knowledge from the class or the lesson. So he's saying he wouldn't get any barakah for coming to the masjid.
Yani he came and then he turned away. But I mentioned the hadith of the three people. One of them, yani he came to the, they all came to the masjid, and out of sudden they found that there is a class standing. So one of them liked it. Oh, this is what I am looking for. So he came close as he can to the Prophet to listen and to get the benefit. The other one said, oh, I did not come for this person. How come I leave? What would they say? So he sat down. Now he sat down with a different purpose than the first one. First one was so interesting. This one was, I felt shy to leave. The third one, he came and said, oh, this is not what I came for. I'm leaving. So he left. This one, the Prophet said, when he turned away, Allah turned away from him. Meaning that he, Allah Ta'ala, did not give him and would not give him what he gave to the first one, who came close to the teacher, to the Prophet. So Allah Ta'ala came close to him by responding to his needs and like that. Yeah. Remember this?
Right. In regards to, you mentioned that when someone gets close to the masjid, they should say salam. At the time of a person at the time when the lecture or lesson is going on, you should just come in and sit down. You shouldn't really salam the person giving the lecture.
Okay, that's good. This is one good thing that from the etiquette of the circles of knowledge, when they are ever held, is that when you come in, if the dust is going on, you do not give salam. You just come to the masjid, pray the Torah, at-tahiyyat, musul, and sit. Because imagine now if we are going to a topic and everyone comes, assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum, assalam. Assalamu alaikum, alaikum assalam, assalamu alaikum. This will interrupt the class. But when you come, you just sit down. You just sit down. Now. Right. Yeah, I pray to recognize it. Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
What about in his long time of question?
Yeah, any question and answer is more simple, but it is better not. It is better not. Any more? Fine. We end up, inshallah. We'll see you, inshallah, tomorrow early morning in the Fajr with Rasul Tirata. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Subhanahu wa ta'ala.